Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to the Most High God. What an awesome, wonderful, marvelous God we serve. Ain't nobody do us like Jesus. Thanking God for all his great and marvelous acts. He is awesome, wonderful, magnificent. All our hope lies in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, for everyone that came on tonight, glory to God, to join with us in prayer. And we thank God, glory to God, for the word of God that came so powerful. Glory to God on last night for Pastor, Pastor Bird, and also for none other than Ebenezer's mother, Alexander. Oh my God, bless the Lord. I tell you, it was just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We'll expound on that a little bit later, but I just want to give honor and glory to the God of our salvation and the author and finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get this system to come up now. Bless the Lord. But we are definitely online. I don't want to be the only one praying tonight to keep the ministry going. But tonight we want to, okay, we got to bind the hand of the enemy on this. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can stand before us if we call on that great name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, my Lord, the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have a victory. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to have to try this and go on our cell phone and try to see if we can get the system to cooperate with us a little bit later. Right now, we're going to just pull it up on the phone and praise the Lord, and so that way I can be able to make sure I can plug everybody in that praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. Let's see who we have on. Live. Praise the Lord. We have quite a few on already. Thank you, Jesus. Hopefully not anybody off. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we bless you. We bless you. You are awesome, God. That's why it's always good to pray in advance. When the little hiccups come, we can be able to stand and not be moved and glorify him in spite of. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We may try to, while I'm having it on the phone, we'll try it in between the prayers to try to see if we can get it come back up on the system. But right now, glory to God, we're just going to stand on what we have. Praise the Lord. It works just as well. The main thing is being plugged in. So we honor you, the Lord, and thank God for those that have joined us. Praise the Lord that's online now. Praise God. We're going to read the scripture real quick, then we'll go right into prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank God he is so awesome. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, praise the Lord. Again, that's Jeremiah 29:11-13. Praise God. And Matthew 22:37-39. This is just a breakdown, you know, this brief synopsis of this. It says, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. As we continue to seek the face of the Lord, get in his presence, submit ourselves, come obey him, and trust him, praise the Lord. We're going to be those vessels that they were talking about last night for preparing for this latter rain to come in and how we need to humble ourselves. We've got to make sure our life is lining up with his word, as well as mother said, no, you are, but he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And also, that glory to God, to be able to stand. And so that's when we did all the stand therefore. If you want to hear any more about this word that was so powerfully, last night a prophetess Bert had a message for, prophetic message for, glory at the body of Christ, a prophecy and a message with it. And Mother Alexander, praise God, talked to us about standing in fear and know who you are. Bless the Lord. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/, and divine is spelled D-E-V-I-N-E for the ministry, Divine Connection. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. Then you can be able to hear that message and that prophecy last night and any other episodes, glory to God, prior to. Praise the Lord. We've heard our scripture reading, so now, glory to God, we're going to go into prayer and bless the Lord. We're going to, after praying, we're going to have, praise the Lord, first online we have this Mother Alexander, then we have Mother Willette, and Pastor Bird, then we'll have, glory to God, Mother, let me see, Pastor Sims, and praise God. I thought I saw Mother McCormick, but I didn't. That was Sister Rachel. We have it in that order. God has come in your presence tonight. We're going to thank you in advance. Oh, God, thank you even for the worship last night. Help us to worship you in spirit and truth in every day as we acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. Thank God, glory to God, for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, that he teaches, he leads, and guides us. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory, through your word. Thank you that the word comes to sanctify and cleanse. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you delivering us out of the hand of the enemy. Thank you for blessing us to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We adore you. We magnify you. Glory to God. We lift your name up. Holy, holy is thy name. God, we thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to walk in holiness and righteousness. As we before you now, cleanse us, God, even the more on a daily basis. We seek your face that your word will find us out. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have the privilege to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. As we look to the hills which cometh our help, realizing that it comes from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for forgiveness. I pray, glory to God, that you will help us, God, to keep our eyes fixed on you in the name of Jesus, not to waver, to lean not to the left or to the right in the name of Jesus. You say, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Thank you for your word, glory to God. Hallelujah. That help us, glory to God, to be able to walk the path of righteousness, this narrow way on this journey, glory to God, so we can be able to obtain the mercy and the grace and the blessed plan that you have for us. And God, you said, and we walk upright before you, hold no good thing from us. Thank you, Lord God, as we seek your face, we can seek your face without walking in fear. Glory to God, we can walk in faith and know no matter what's going on, as Mother has said, is going on in this land. You've already told us as believers in these last days what's going to transpire. God, so we should not walk around with a heavy heart. You said in your word Glory to God. Man's heart will fail them for the things that's going to come upon the land. That don't include the true believers. Glory to God. They stand on your word, and you've already made us aware, and you said you're not having us ignorant of Satan's devices in the name of Jesus. We got to seek your face to find out daily what on this path, all glory to how to go through these hurdles and turbulence and all this that goes on in the name of Jesus. You got a plan, and you got, glory to God, the answer for everything we need. God, we have to know, glory to God, the flesh got to die, so trials and tribulations are going to come. Oh, God, everything is not from the enemy. You'll let us know, glory to God. Only, glory to God, by walking in the Spirit are you pleased with us, because you said faith is the only thing please you, but you told us that no flesh and blood going to enter into the kingdom of God, and none is going to glory in your sight. So we got to have that transformation taking place through your word and obedience, glory to God, so that way that flesh can die, and it don't want to die, so it's going to cry out. But the more we fall in love with you and desire to please you and want to live for you, glory to God, then we'll crucify this flesh. In the name of Jesus, you said pick up our cross and follow you. Oh, God, there's going to be some challenging times, and in order to reign with you, we're going to have to suffer some things. But in the midst of it, we're developing the character of Jesus Christ, that they will know us by the love we have for one another. The world will. We're the salt of the earth, glory to God. We're to be the one, glory to God, to have that light, and that light shouldn't be flickering on and off. It shouldn't be like a flashlight or lightning bug. It should be up on the hill. Glory to God. Oh, God, we're thanking you, Lord God, for that mercy that you give us every day, every morning, renewed mercy, for the grace, for your loving kindness. Oh, God, there's none like thee. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. In the name of Jesus, help us to pray one for another. Forgive one another. Help us not to shut up our vows against our brothers. Help us to be that vessel that you're calling for, to have sympathy and empathy and be able to bear one another's burdens and lift each other up in the name of Jesus, that we will not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. In the name of Jesus, that we'll have the right attitude. God, you said, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me, forgive us, glory to God, for the sins of grumbling and complaining, for not walking in faith and not living to the destiny that you have for us. Jesus, glory to God, our Savior, glory to God, help us not to be having a whining attitude and a thing, glory to God, and get caught up in the things of the past. God, help us to look to the future, look to the hills with coming to our help. You told us the presto, the mark for the high prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. In order to do that, we got to forget those things that are behind. Oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We got to be to a place where we accept your will and have the mind of Christ, rejoice in you and glorify your holy name, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, God, we're going to talk about good things and glorious things and God's things. Oh, glory that we're going to live with an unspeakable and full glory, and glory to you, God. Hallelujah. Beginning a new day. God, you even told us in Philippians 4, glory to rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. You didn't say rejoice, glory to God, because our covenants are full. Glory to God. We got to keep covenant with you, and we got to be in a place, glory to God, no matter what's going on around us, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Just to be happy, something has to happen, but we can have joy in the midst of our trials, in the midst of the storm. We can find peace in the name of Jesus. You told him to make our request known to you. Oh, pray, glory to God, and then give thanksgiving. Oh, glory to God, and you say you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. Oh, glory to God, and think on these things. Have this kind of mindset. All those things that are just, those things that are noble, those things, glory to God, of a good report, those things that are lovely. Oh, if there be any glory, glory to God, any praise, glory to God, it'll be to those things to glorify you in the name of Jesus. God, help us to keep looking, glory to God, to you, not looking to what we can get, but looking, glory to God, for righteousness and holiness. And as we seek you first and the kingdom of God, you say everything else are going to be added. God, even in the midst of this pandemic, praying and praying and believing you in spite of, glory to God, the things that have gone on, you still proving yourself. We thank you as we done prayed for the vaccine. We done prayed for many other things. We have prayed for the healing and deliverance. God, Lord, we are praying now for all these things that are going in the Ukraine. God, in the name of Jesus, we know there are evil people out there all around the globe of greed and power struggles and money and all this. Oh, glory. But Lord, we are praying and intervening. Lives just don't be lost because of people, glory. I get that spirit that they just want to take over and they'll just stand on anybody and just destroy whatever life. It's a trick of the enemy because that's what he has put in man's heart, glory to God, to do so. But God, we are praying that you intervene. We are praying for mercy for those people's lives, glory to God, that are being threatened and those lives that have been lost in the name of Jesus because the evil ones. God, we are praying you take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Open up, glory, at the eyes of man so they'll recognize they need a Savior, a deliverer, and that is Jesus Christ. But those that rebel and don't want, God, you said, vengeance is yours, said the Lord. You told us to pray and pray without ceasing. We're praying intervention in it. We're praying, God, that you intervene. We're praying, glory to God, for that country that you will bless and touch, oh, God, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying for those other spirits that will even want to join forces, whether it's China, Korea, whoever, with Putin, go out with Russia, to even come in to make things, glory to God, more horrific, and even for the threats that may be setting up for the United States and many other countries. God, we are praying for wisdom to our president and for, glory to God, the vice president, for the cabinet, for the House of Representatives. Glory to God for, God, for all those that have to make decisions in the midst, even glory to God for the generals that have to be in the military, for all of those when they put their heads together. Lord, God, I pray for spiritual wisdom to be in the midst as well, for to give them wisdom how to glory to God, to go in, how to come out, what to do, what to touch. Oh, glory to God, what strategy. Lord, I pray, God, for our military people in the name of Jesus. Some just now came out of Iraq, and then some may have to go back in the midst of, glory to God, the defense in the midst of this right here. But God, we're praying in the name of Jesus against nuclear wars and also third war in the name of Jesus. We know plots and plans are in the background to try to bring it to pass. But God, until you say, glory to God, it's time for you to come back for your people, we intervene in prayer and curse and cancel that and pray like, glory to God, to the world, that God, that people's lives will be changed. And that revival pastor was talking about, glory to God, for the latter rain to take place in the name of Jesus. For your people not to walk in fear, glory to God, but walk in faith, to use the authority that God has given. Come out of the isms and schizzy and busybody and greed, or glory to God, and trying to, in these compromising spirits and caught up, glory to God, and other things, glory to God, or you some that just old depressed, oppressed, suppressed, glory to God, and caught up making that their idol because they think on the things that they're going through more than they do on God. God, help, glory to God, your people, for us all to get on one accord, to recognize the purpose that you have for our lives. The labors are few, glory to God, but the harvest is so plentiful. Help us to focus and know where our real enemy is, the devil, the spirits that will try to use people, glory to God, to manipulate their lives, to manipulate other people, the Jezebel spirit, the spirit, glory to God, of murder, the spirit, glory to God, of manipulation, to turn people's lives, glory to God, in deceit about this, that, and the other. Don't want to know the truth about Jesus Christ. We pray for the backsliders to return back. We pray for those lost the fear of God, Lord, that they will get it back, and those that never had it will receive it. We pray against the spirit of deception. Oh, glory to God, the ones that are perpetrating the fraud, that will be an awakening in the body of Christ for the sleeping giant, so that way we can be in a place of do warfare against the enemy and not the me, my, us, for, and just our little congregation, all the blood of Jesus. Go ye therefore and teach all nations as the word of God has said. We got to go out in the hedges and the highways. Oh, glory to God. And whatever opportunity we have, all nations can be right here in our nation. All the variety of different people, glory to God, that's those nations right there. God, wherever you send us, glory to God. Everything is not across the globe. Some of it's right there in our backyard. Some right there on our jobs. Some, glory to God, right in our travel or whatever it may be. God, I pray, God, help us not to forget. We need to win those also that are in our homes as well. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I want to be passing the church, going to church. Help us, glory to God, to be in position, glory to God, to carry out whatever God's given us to do, to be on that wall like Nehemiah. Oh, glory to God, we got to cry out like Jeremiah. And we got to be like, glory to God, you're giving Joshua, glory to God. Oh, to pray, glory to God, even the power that you're giving him, for the sun not to even, glory to God, for not to go down until, glory to God, the battle is, glory to God, is completed. Oh, God, so many men and women that you just use one vessel to do great and mighty things. We never know among us what you want to do in us. But whatever you have assigned our hand to do, help us to do it, glory to God, with all diligence. Help us to do it all heart, with our heart of glory to God, of pleasing you, not, glory to God, the flesh of nobody else. in the name of Jesus. Too many people are appeasing the flesh. Too many people are caught up in the greed and caught up, Lord, at what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. God is so many, glory to God. We can't choose, glory to God, who we think ought to go in heaven and who we think, glory to God, is saved and who we think is that. God, we got to pray, seek the face of the Lord, let discernment through the Holy Spirit direct us how to walk and how to talk and who to reach, and no prejudice in the body of Christ. That is not God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for deliverance. Oh, glory to God, in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God, and they're worrying about their skin. When everybody get cut and they bleed, blood going to come out the same color. God, you are the one that made this rainbow. Glory to God, of people all over the land, everywhere. God, help us, glory to God, to look to you as the author and the finish of our faith. God, we pray against these demonic forces that will come and bloodshed all over the land. Glory to God, and all this homosexual acts and all this human trafficking, all this, glory to God, glory to God, the gang banging and everything else and all this corruption, glory to God, in our governments and glory to God in all the politicians with this, that, and the other, and the manipulating spirits that are out there. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind it up, cast it out, and send it out to the dry place. And we loose Satan from his assignment. All this deception, glory to God, on the internet and all these catfishing, manipulating spirits. God, our young people, glory to God, not only just glory to God, the young. We know there's other ones too, and some of them are the ones that are the corporate. Oh, God, even in the houses. Oh, God, some children can't even rest or can't be manipulated. They've been beaten and they've been ostracized and criticized and ridiculed and all this too, glory to God, in their own home. And then you wonder why some of them are coming out here acting the way they are. Other ones are getting caught up when parents are doing all they know to do to live right for, before them and to do right by them. Then they got the streets, glory to God, the internet and all other. God, we got to pray and cover every base that we know to pray. God, give us discernment even in our own homes against them things. Just because we raise them up right don't mean, glory to God, when they go out in the world, they're not going to be contaminated by some things. But we can pray, Lord, put that word in them, live a life before them so we can be the great mentors and not everything the world is offering for to be the mentor and fast money. Oh, God, I pray like never before. Help us, God, to show the love, to be the love of God through the agape and not be segregated in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that we live a life that's pleasing in your sight. Teach us to always come to you in prayer. Lord, we pray that every member of our family and all our friends will accept you in their heart so that they will go to heaven. They will live a life that's pleasing in your sight here on the earth realm. Because, God, we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, glory to God, to bless our children, for glory to get an education, to make the good grades, to, if they desire to extend their education, that they will live and not die and be able to accomplish some things in life. We never know, glory to God, what position you may put them in the body of Christ, glory to God, to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God, as well as glory to God for in this, glory to God, in this land, in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you today, so we pray, Lord, that you will be with us everywhere that we go. The angels will be encamped about us, the blood covering over us, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, bind up untimely death, sickness and disease, power, glory to God of manipulation through witchcraft and all ever kind of device the enemy used for deception. We plead the blood of Jesus, bind it up, loose him, glory to God, from untimely death, glory to God, and for the setups and traps and snares and schemes and plots and plans. We bind you and loose you from it in the name of Jesus, and send you back to the dry place in which came, come against rebellion and stubbornness and lies and deceit in Jesus' name. We bind that and cast it out and send it back to the dry place. Open the eyes of the people. Open up their ears. And even somewhere fell in deception in the body of Christ as well. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Holy Spirit, have that in the way. We loose you to have your way. God, we pray, glory to God, and call our peace back, our joy back in. And we call, glory to God, the blessings of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow as we be obedient to you and be covenant keepers. We bless you, glory to God, for the spiritual blessings as well as the physical blessing for the healing, glory to God, of the heart, the mind, the body. And we also pray, glory to God, for the financial blessings, glory to God. We bless you for it and some debt cancellation as well. God, we just thank you so much as we learn, glory to God, to let go and let God deny this flesh, that the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign in the name of Jesus. You already warned us who the enemy is and what his tactics are, his M.O., Now, God, help us to trust you for who you are and what you called us to do and to have patience to wait on you for it to be manifested in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, we lift you up, and
magnify thy holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. Amen and amen. We open the lines now for Mother Alexander, Mother Mo, then after that would be Mother Willette.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for being the Father of all, Lord God, because your promise is said, Lord God. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. You said in your word, Lord God, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. Lord, we thank you for giving us that power and authority here on earth, Lord, because we can bind these things because you said it, Lord. We believe it, and we stand faithful on your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for watching over the fatherless sons, oh God, the widows, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Father, you have been mighty good to us all, Lord God. And we come today, Lord God, just to praise your holy name and to pray for our brothers and sisters standing in the gap for one another, Lord God. Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. There's nothing new to you, Father God. And there's nothing in this world or unhurt that you cannot move and you cannot change. So we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch Mary of high sight, Lord God. Bind up that false spirit that's trying to rub our sight, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, touch our mind, Lord, that she will pray, Lord God, and know that you gave us authority over these false spirits that come against us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for Charlotte's knees, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, ask and believe when we ask to receive. Lord, we believe in that she's going to get better with those knees, Lord, that our knee will be all right, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that she stands strong on it, Lord. We pray for the sick today because so many is sickly going on, Lord God, so much disease and sickness. But we know you said in your word, Lord God, by your stripe we are healed. So we binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. These diseases that come against the body, we binding it up. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for authority and dominion here on earth, Lord God. We pray for grandparents, Lord God. There are some grandparents that are going through a hard time with the grands, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, touch the mind of those young ones, Lord. That they come to obey the grandparents, Lord God, and listen to the word, Lord God. We pray for ministers, Lord God, pastors, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong, Lord God. Your pastors, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that they continue to never be weary, just continue to stand strong, bring forth your word with power, authority, and dominion, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the pastors that you gave us, Lord, that will stand in no matter what goes on, Lord God. And Lord, you said pray for those that is in authority. We pray for president or vice president, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you give them the wisdom from above, Lord God. Touch their mind, Lord God, that no matter what, they will stand faithfully, Lord, and to speak what is right in the name of Jesus. As you be their counsel, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's only you can do it, Lord God. It's only you can change the hearts of men, Lord God. It's only you can let them see, Lord God, that you are the living God. And no matter what goes on in this world, your word comes first, Lord God. Help them to make right choices for the people, Lord God, and that they not get weary in well-doing, Lord, that they will stand faithful and do what they know they can do, Lord God, because with you in the corner, they can lose, no matter what's going on in this world. Because sometimes, Father God, you see the heart of everybody, and sometimes you can't please everybody, but if you do what is right in sight of God, no matter what everybody else is saying, but just do what God tells you to do. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. I ask you to continue to strengthen the president of the United States, and not just him alone, Lord God, because there's other presidents in other countries, too, that are going through the same thing, Lord God. Making decisions, Lord God, and being weary sometimes because everybody don't want to go with that decision they make. But we ask you, Father God, to strengthen those president that's doing the best for the country, Lord God. Strengthen the man that they will stand regardless what come against them. They will stand to do your will, Lord God. And vice president too, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's only you can touch the mind of men and turn the mind, Lord God. Help them to stand strong. Those that is doing the best they can, Lord God, strengthen them day by day, Lord God, that they will continue to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for opening doors for our grandchildren, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping them strong, Lord, because some of them is just falling by every little thing that goes on around them and what they see. But, Lord, we ask you to strengthen those that get ideas and good ideas to receive the word and to stand on it no matter what they see. Don't be moved. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, that you strengthen those young people, that they continue to stand boldly and not go along with the world system, but stand boldly on the word of God. Oh, Father God, we pray that they continue, Lord, to hold on to the word and to stand boldly in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we pray for brothers that is having a hard time, Lord God. They're trying, but they're still going through some hard time. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen them. Keep them in the right path, Lord God. We pray that they come to remember that your word said, Lord God, that you will give them the strength they need. If they call on you, you will still there for them. There ain't no way that you's going to leave them alone, Lord God. Lord, touch their mind and let them know, Lord God, that you see all that is going on. Help them to stand strong, Lord God. Help them to remember that you are the God that deliver, you are the God that heal. And nothing is hidden from you, Father God. Lord, we pray that they will continue to push on and to stand firm, Lord God. Fight the good fight of faith. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. We pray for our sisters, Lord God. Those who know and those who don't know, Lord God. Those who know that is going through some odd time, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father. Renew their mind, Lord, that they come to remember who they are in Christ Jesus and that they can stand regardless what's going on in the world. They can stand. Stand and put their trust in you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that they will continue to know that Jesus is Lord and they're nothing else can do anything else. Nothing else can come against them and put them down if they will stand faithful on the word of God. We ask you, Father God, to touch their mind, Lord. Bring them back to know that you are a God that deliver. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And your promises, Lord, your promises said, if we pray according to 2 Chronicles 7, Lord, your word, Lord, your word is what we ask in you, Lord God, to touch their mind that they've come to remember and that your word is what will keep us. Father God, I thank you for keeping a sister of mine straight, that she will stand, Lord God, no matter what the enemy throw against her. Fight the good fight of faith because she know you, Lord God. Help her to stand strong regardless what comes against her. Stand strong and call on the name of Jesus because, Lord, your promises tell us if we believe, Lord God, ask, but we got to believe in your word and stand faithful. Oh, Father God, thank you for strengthening our Lord to let you know that this too shall pass. Whatever is going on, it will pass. And, Lord God, I thank you for this sister, Lord God, because you see and you know all, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping the brother strong, Lord God, that they will continue to go on in your word, Lord God. They continue to stand faithful, Lord God, knowing that you are the only living God. You brought them this far, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue to keep them, Lord God. Remind them, Lord, that they are not alone. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this for, Lord God, and our brother. Oh, God, thank you for mercy and grace in their life, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Lord God, because your word said, Lord, cast every cares on you, Lord. And, Lord, we know you are a God that answers prayer. Nothing is too hard for you, Heavenly Father. And nothing is too way down that you cannot pull up. And we know that you are a God that hears us. Oh, Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for keeping his prayer line strong in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing and keeping us, each and every one of us, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see it all. And you know everything that goes on in this world. Nothing is hidden from you. So help us, Lord, to stand faithful and to love one another according to your word, because we can. There's none stopping us by ourselves. Help us to continue to love and feel, Lord God. If a sister is hurting, that we can hurt too, because that sister has feeling. And if she's hurting and we know we love the sister, we hurt too. So, Lord, help us all to seek and pray for one another. We don't have to be right in front of one, but we hear a situation going on. Help us to learn that we can pray these things down in the name of Jesus, because you gave us the authority, Heavenly Father. You gave us the dominion here on earth. And, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for who you are in our life, Lord God. I thank you for watching over our home, Lord God. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for keeping us, Lord. Continue to bless our offspring, Lord God. Keep them in your way, Lord God. These things we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord. Bless our going out and coming in, Lord God. And Father God, you know the desire of our heart. But we know your word said, Lord, you will give us the desire for our heart. And Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. Yes, your presence in Jesus' name. Glory to you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of Father, even making intercession as we pray. Father God, we thank you that you love us and that you are for us. Hallelujah. You are concerned about that which concerns us. So we appreciate you, Lord God. I bless your name. I praise you. I worship you. I honor you. I exalt you. I magnify your name. Great are you, Lord God, and you are greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and we shall be saved. Father, I thank you for the prayers that have gone up, and I touch and agree based on Matthew 18:18-19. Glory be to God. I thank you so much. I thank you that when we pray, we're obeying what you say in your word. We're communicating with you. I thank you for your presence in us and with us, Lord God. Hallelujah. And because you are at our right hand, we shall not be moved. I thank you, Lord God, that we got sense enough to put on the whole armor of God, shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, putting on the belt of truth and the breastplate of your righteousness. Glory be to God. Taking the shield of faith that shall quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, so much so that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, no weapon formed against our nation, our people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, our families, our friends, in Christ, yes, whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you will give it to us so our joy will be full. So I praise you for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein belong to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, thank you for rescuing us from, hallelujah, the presence of sin, the power of sin, and the penalty of sin. Glory be to God. Because of the shed blood of Jesus, and to as many as receive him, Jesus, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, not just children, but heirs of, yay, God, hallelujah, heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And as I say, you're authorized agents in the earth, your ambassadors, glory be to God, people that represent you here on earth, because, God, you know people need to see representatives of you in the earth.
because otherwise some will never see Jesus except for the love of God that abide and dwell on the inside of the born-again believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us, Father God, for we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Have mercy, Jesus, upon America. Have mercy, Lord God, upon people everywhere. God, I pray, Lord God, that people will see it's time to come out of the darkness. And I pray that you manifest yourself to them in such a way that they know, Lord God, that you are real. Hallelujah. You're able, hallelujah, Lord God, to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Thank you, Father God, that you would, hallelujah, that none should perish. You're not in a hurry for men to die, and especially those that will die and be separated from you forever. So, God, I pray that people will come. Come while it is day, before the close of the curtains, Lord God. We pray that people will come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, that you would keep those, Lord God. Keep us all, Father God. Ah, hallelujah, Lord God. Let your word, hallelujah, let your word abide in us, hallelujah. Glory be to God. The scripture teach, let the word of God dwell in us richly, hallelujah. And you taught us in your word, if we abide in you, if we stay in Jesus, stay in you, Lord God, hallelujah, keep your word. If we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. As long as we're asking what's in accordance with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, hallelujah. Your word tell us, hallelujah, what your will is. You want us to be whole. You want us to be well. You want us to be saved, hallelujah. You want us to be in health, glory be to God, even as our soul prosper, hallelujah. You, hallelujah, the scripture teach, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I say I shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. Lord God, I thank you that you've given us what pertains to life and godliness. You've given us, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, hallelujah, glory be to God. But with Jesus' stripes, we are healed, glory be to God. I receive it. I agree with your word, Father God. I thank you. You said, hallelujah, in Mark 11, to have faith in God. I have faith in God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you put a faith down on the inside of me to help me to trust that you are big enough to handle every situation on earth all at one time. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We cancel every assignment, every plot, every scheme that the enemy is trying to bring against people, especially the demon of distraction. We plead the blood of Jesus against that devil of distraction. We pray, oh God, that the devil of distraction is bound up in the name of Jesus and that the people of God will be quick to recognize that he's popped up his head, and we command him to be cast back to the dry places and to utter abyss. In Christ Jesus' name, we thank you that you've gotten us the victory through the shed blood and the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you have, Father. Thank you so much, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, you want us to be well. That's why I appreciate 1 Peter 2:24. Hallelujah. With your stripes, hallelujah, we have been healed, and I thank you. I receive it. I agree with you, Lord God. That's why I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for divine deliverance and healing. I pray, hallelujah, as we put on the helmet of salvation and then take up the sword of the Spirit, glory be to God. Hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is anointed, glory be to God. And we send it forth, hallelujah, to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness, the bondage of disease, the bondage of the coronavirus, the bondage of hatred, the bondage of injustice, Lord God, the bondage, Lord God, of every sickness that's trying to come against people today because you want us to be well. God, I pray, oh Lord God, for deliverance on this night in the name of Jesus. I thank you so much. I pray against, Lord God, aneurysms and heart attacks and strokes in the name of Jesus. I thank you for divine deliverance and healing of kidneys and, Lord God, pancreas, Lord God. I pray for no, Lord God, circulation disorder, no incontinence. In the name of Jesus, I pray for deliverance and healing of eye conditions, glaucoma, Lord God, cataract. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for healing, Lord God, not just that, but tooth. Praying for even my nephew called and said that he may have to have all of his tooth pulled because of that sugar diabetes. God, we are praying that you regulate sugar diabetes and high blood pressure. God, we thank you that soon this stuff will be a thing of the past. Yes, it will, in Jesus' name. I know you have an appointed time, and I pray, Lord God, and I thank you that you're the God that is able to sustain us and preserve us regardless of what's going on in the earth. I thank you so much. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that are in pain and because of joint trouble, Lord God, arthritis, Lord God, that degenerative disc and joint disease, we plead the blood of Jesus against. It's trying to exalt itself against the power of your word, and you've already, hallelujah, given us what pertains to life and godliness, and we receive our divine health. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing throat irritations in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus against sinus trouble in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that may be suffering and need, Lord God, oxygen in their lungs, Lord God. Open up airways. We pray no blood clots in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for no clogged artery, no calcium buildup, no kidney or gallstones. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those who've had surgeries, Lord God, for a rapid release of healing, Lord God, to take place in their bodies where they're healed supernaturally and quick and fast in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord God. Now, we pray a lot about healing, Lord God, but you see what's going on in the nation. I think the enemy tried to bring distractions so we can have our eyes closed to what's really going on. We pray again. We pray for our leadership in this country. You said to pray for all men, those in positions of authority and leadership positions, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who make the laws, and I pray, Lord God, as you put it in our hearts, I pray that we begin to let our representatives and our citizens, Lord God, that represent us, let them know, hey, I'm against this. I think we need to do better at this situation or that situation. God, let your Holy Spirit, glory be to God, begin to speak to our hearts and let us know what we need to say and who we need to contact, Lord God. Situations has got to turn around, Lord God. And I believe some things are going to turn around on this earth today because you're still on the throne. Hallelujah. The last time I checked, God, hallelujah, you will deal with the adversary and those that trouble us in Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you help all of those. And remember our precious loved ones, Lord God, those, Lord God, that have lost loved ones, Lord God. We yet pray that you will heal their hearts, comfort them as only you can, Father God. Touch, move by your spirit and your power. We pray for divine deliverance on tonight. In Jesus' name, let your will be done. I pray for each person that's represented on this prayer line tonight. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray, God, that their needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. In Christ Jesus' name, I lift up, Lord God, Brother Stewart, Lord God. Legs have been, that edema just got his legs swollen so bad. He was in the hospital, and you brought him out because he was in the hospital nearly a whole year last year. But, God, you got him back on his feet. He may be on a walker, but you got him back on his feet. And I know, rescue him from the rest of that sickness that's trying to come against his body. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for your divine word, Lord God. Lord God, bless his food and his drink and take sickness away from his body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Exodus 23 and verse 25, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You taught us in your word. Hallelujah, whatsoever we ask you, hallelujah, and not doubting, not wavering, praise God, hallelujah. If we believe that we'll receive what we're asking, and I agree with your word, hallelujah, you said we can have what we say. And I pray that more believers will stand on the promises of God in the name of Jesus. More believers will seek you, Lord God. And I desire your Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us and help us. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, Lord God, against the enemy of Ukraine in the name of Jesus. I hear they desire peace, and I know you love peace. You taught us in your word to pursue, chase after peace, glory be to God, and not aggravation and not war, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But we know things are wars and rumors of wars. Your word teaches that. But, God, you want us to wake up, Lord God, and seek after you. Seek what's right in the name of the Lord and be quick to do it in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Ukrainians, Lord God. We pray against, Lord God, this President Putin. And, Lord God, we pray that even the soldiers in their mind will realize that it's time for me to make the decision to do what's right in the name of Jesus. But I thank you, hallelujah, for your divine angelic angels, your warring angels that will fight on behalf of the Ukrainians, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our leaders, Lord God, to know exactly what to do, Lord God, to help out in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom. Use your people, your prophets, Lord God, your apostles, to get a word. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, for those that make the laws and those that are making decisions will have someone there that, Lord God, get in touch with you and speak a word, Lord God, of wisdom, that they may obey what you say in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We thank you so much. Thank you for, Lord God, saving our families, Lord God. We're putting them in your hands, and we're trusting what you said. Train them up in the way they should go when they're young. And some of us, we didn't get that job done too good because we didn't know any better. We ask you to forgive us for that. But we thank you that when we learn to do good, we began to teach them, Lord God, and help them to realize that they need relationship with you. And we put them in your hands, and we know you're going to work situations out for them in the name of Jesus. Give them guidance through the power of your Holy Spirit, what job to apply for, Lord God. Hallelujah. Just a desire. Hallelujah. Your presence, direction in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We exalt you and magnify you. I thank you for Pastor BJ in the name of Jesus. I lift up Pastor Bird, Lord God. I pray that you continue to, Lord God, regulate every organ in her body. We bind up that demon of high blood pressure, high sugar diabetes, whatever it is that's trying to fight against her. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we say the devil shall not win in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for her healing and divine, not just for her, because there's many of us that suffer with sugar diabetes and high blood pressure or some form of ailment, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, hallelujah, you want us whole and you want us well. Because we can't do our jobs real good if we're not feeling good and we're laying in the bed because we feel bad in the name of Jesus. But we're not going to lay down and just take it. We're going to get up and we're going to fight the good fight of faith in Jesus' name. God bless my sister in the name of Jesus. Minister BJ, meet all her needs according to your riches and glory, and bless her family in a special way. In the name of Jesus, meet their needs. I pray for, Lord God, Pastor Sims. I pray for Pastor Burton, Lord God. You know her ailments, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you give her divine deliverance. We pray, oh, Lord God, for Brother Black, Sister McCormick, Sister Alexander, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I may not name everybody, but God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Noel, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people on tonight. I pray for those that may be listening and never say a word, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you so much. I bless you so much. Continue to allow your Holy Spirit to govern our lives. And we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we do what we can. We may not reach the nation, but we can reach somebody on our street in the name of Jesus. We pray that you use us for your glory, that you may be glorified in all that we do and say. We love you tonight. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for watching over us all day. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for a sound mind. We thank you that that mind that be in Christ Jesus also be in us. We thank you that we heal, whole, and delivered by your power, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for our family, God. Thanking you for my sisters. Thanking you for their children and their children's children, all the way down to the 50th generation. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they be saved. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they depend on you and trust you. I pray, Father God, for those who are not saved, that they will be saved, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that they will look to the hill for which cometh their help and know that their help cometh from you. I pray for healing, God. I pray that we are healed from all diseases, Father God, for you are a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, Father God. You already sent your word to heal us. So I thank you, God, that we walk in good health and we prosper even as our soul prosper. Father, we praise you, we honor you, and give you glory. You are Lord of lords and King of kings. You are the great I am, mighty counselor, Prince of peace. And if we had 1,000 tongues, God, we could not praise you enough, God. But I thank you, God, that we use this one tongue that you've given us to lift you up and to glorify your name, Father God, because you're worthy. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good and your mercies endureth forever throughout all generations. I bless your name, Elohim. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Everything was made by you and for you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your might. Thank you for your strength. Thank you, God, for making us in your image and in your likeness, dear God. Thanking you for putting your mind, that mind of Christ, inside of us, Father God, so that we will walk in righteousness in the precious name of Jesus. God, I just bless your name right now, Father, in Jesus' name. El Shaddai, the God of blessings, Father God. I thank you that you supply every need that we have, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that all needs are met by you. I thank you, Father God, for keeping us in your care, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We bless your name. Adonai, hallelujah, the Lord, our master. We thank you, Jehovah. You are the complete one. All the completeness is in you, Father God. And we thank you for watching over us. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallowed be your name, Father God. You are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, my God. You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, God, as you be with the Ukrainians right now, Father. I pray just as the lepers, God, sat at the gate, and, God, they were starving. There was no food for them, God, but they were brave enough to get up and go and said, if we stay here, we know we'll die. But if we leave here and even go into the enemy camp, God, that we might be saved there. I pray just as you was with them, God. I am praying for a mighty noise from heaven right now, Father God, that will come against the enemy on their behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said the battle is not ours, God. That battle belongs to you. So we're praying that you be with those people tonight, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you fight with them and for them, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, that the enemy will have to back up in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that no weapons formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name, and that the enemy will not be able to come in and take that which don't belong to them. I am praying against Russia right now in Jesus' name. All of their strategies and everything that they do, I say that they will come to naught in the precious name of Jesus. If you are for us, God, who can be against us? No weapons formed against us shall prosper in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank and praise you now, God, for who you are and all that you're doing, dear God, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. You are that banner over us. You are our victory, Father God. Our victory is in you. So I thank you now, God, for that banner, hallelujah, that's over all of us, God. And when the enemy come in like a flood, God, you will raise up a standard against them, Father, in Jesus' name. Thanking you, Father, for the leaders of this country. Thanking you for Biden, and we're thanking you for the vice president, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying that you give them wisdom, that you give them strategies, dear God, in Jesus' name. God, that you will be with them through this battle, God, just as you have been with your people, Father. They might have looked like they were weak, but with you, Father God, they were strong. And we know, Father God, that the battle is not ours, and it's yours. And we're thanking you, Father God, that you give them wisdom and show them, God, the enemy, even before the enemy try to attack. In Jesus' name, keep us safe, Father God. And I pray, God, that you be with the men and women of the military, Father God. We are praying, Father, that you keep them safe and protected under your banner, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for watching over us, because as the United States, Father God, we have helped many nations, Father, and I know because of that we are blessed. So I ask, God, that you continue to bless us and keep us in oneness and unity now, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we will be able to stand in the precious name of Jesus. And God, I just bless your name and thank you for that. Thanking you, God, for all that you do. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father God. Jehovah Shalom. You are all peace, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we will live peaceful lives, Father. We thank you, dear God, that you will order our steps up right before you so that we won't go to the left or to the right, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we are thanking you as the United States of America, God, that as this gospel go out, God, we are praying in Jesus' name that that word of the gospel will not come back void, that it will accomplish what it sent out to do. We are praying for those that are lost tonight, God, and don't know you. We are praying for those, God, who knew you and have gone astray. We are praying, Father God, that the good news of the gospel not just be in this country, God, but that that word be all over this world, Father God, that men and women will know that their help cometh from you, that men and women will know, God, that you are their strength, you are their strong tower, Father God, and they can run into you and be saved. They can run into you and be healed. They can run into you and be changed, God, by the power of your word. So I thank you, God, as your word go forth, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that it will not come back void, that it would accomplish what it's sent to do in the precious name of Jesus. But what is it, God, for a man to get the whole world, God, but his soul be lost? So I'm praying for souls tonight, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And God, even as I bring it closer to home, we are praying for the children, Father God. We are praying, God, that you make them wise. They got a lot of wisdom, Father God, but we are praying that you make them wise, that they do not fall prey, Father God, for all of those people on the internet, for those men and women, God, that make them targets, Father God, in the name of Jesus, filling their head with lies and destruction, Father God, and catching them in traps in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm praying that these young girls, Father God, would not just fall for a face that they see on the internet. That's not even who they're talking about. And God, they end up in sex trafficking, God. They end up dying on their backs. They end up in a room or a motel somewhere, Father God, where they will be the rest of their lives. God, I'm praying for the youth, praying for these teenagers, praying for those, Father God, that's lonely of whatever is going on with them, God, and that they just eyes is always focused on that internet. Father, we're praying for their protection. We're praying, Father God, that they will realize, God, that they need you in the name of Jesus. So watch over the children, Father God, and the teenagers and even the young children, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being God. We thank you for being our keeper. We thank you for being our protector. We thank you, God, for dispensing angels about us, Father God, to keep us in all our ways so that we would not kick our foot, God, even against a plank or a wall or anything that's in our way, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we know that you're a healer. You already sent your word to heal us, Father God. And even as my sister was talking about all of these diseases and everything that's going on, God, we know that the greater one lives in us. We know that we are healed and whole by your power, God, and we just want to thank you, Father. Help us to walk in good health. Give us long life, God, so that we can proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. We look to the hill from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving nor forsaking in us. We thank you, God, even in those times where we don't know what's going on in the background, you got us protected. So, God, we just thank and bless you tonight. We thank you, God, that with everything going on, that we are in a country of much, Father. We thank you that we prosper even as our soul prosper. We thank you that there's nothing missing, that all our needs are met in you tonight, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray and thank you. We thank you for the police department. We thank you for the nurses, the doctors, the firemen. We thank you for all of those first people on the line, Father God, that protect us every day. And we take it for granted, dear God. But help us to know, Father God, that it's not by all might or all strength, but it's by your will, God, and your protection, God, that we're even here in this country. God, even as I was looking at the people fleeing for their life, God, and some countries got so many that they're turning them away. We pray for those people tonight, God. We're praying that they will find refuge and that they will find safety, God, in Jesus' name. But most of all, we are praying that they've heard about Jesus, God, that they've heard about Jesus, that they have you in their heart. And God, whatever happened, they'll know it's your will, Father God, and that they will be with you. So God, we are praying for those refugees tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we pray and thank you for who you are and all that you're doing. We're thanking you, Father God, because you are Lord of Lords and you are King of Kings. You are the great I am. The Lord is my shepherd,
and we shall never want, Father God, for any good or beneficial thing, God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for watching over us and keeping us, our families, our loved ones, our church, God. We thank you that we're in a country, Father, where we can congregate together, where we can lift up the name of Jesus, where we can praise you, God, where we can sing songs of praise, and we take it for granted, God. But there are countries who have to meet in secret places, Father God. There are Christians that's been persecuted every day. So I ask their protection, Father God, and I ask in the name of Jesus, and thank you, God, even for those mission workers, God, who are in different countries now, and even those that's in Ukraine tonight, Father God, I'm asking you to protect them and keep them, God, and help them to get out of that country if they need to get out in Jesus' name. Father, we're just thanking you, so much to thank you for, dear God, because you are God, and above you there are none other. But I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we as this nation know how blessed we are, Father God. We are blessed going in. We're blessed coming out. We are blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. So I ask you, Father God, that you continue to watch over your people, that you continue to keep us. God, I pray that our minds, hallelujah, stay on you, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we don't get off track, Father, in Jesus' name, but we keep you first and foremost in our lives, God, in the precious name of Jesus. God, I pray for each one on this prayer line tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus that every need is met. Hallelujah. I pray for those who are in financial bounds tonight, God. I pray, Father God, that their needs be met. I'm praying for supernatural blessings to come upon them, Father God. Nothing broken and nothing missing. Praying for those who are sick in their bodies, Father God. Hallelujah. They know that you are a healer. Continue to touch and heal those bodies, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for those, Father God, even where their family members are going through things, and those that are oppressed and depressed, God, and don't know what to do or where to go next. I ask in Jesus' name that you keep them, Father God, and let them know that you'll never leave nor forsake them. Let them know, Father God, that they can pray and prayer changes things, dear God, in Jesus' name. Help us to be doers, not just hearers of your word, and help us to believe, Father, that we have whatever we ask for in the precious name of Jesus, that our praying is not in vain. I do pray for Pastor BJ and her family. Keep them, watch over them, touch them, every need they have being met in you, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask in Jesus' name that you continue, God, to watch over us and be our keeper in the precious name of Jesus. You are our shepherd, Father God. You protect us. You keep us. You watch over us. So, Father God, we got so much to be thankful for. But I just want to join in with every prayer and every request that's come up before you tonight. I believe that because we've asked, God, and we have asked believing, that it shall be done and it shall come to pass. Nothing broken, nothing missing, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, God, we just thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for watching over us. Thanking you, God, that we are safe even in our homes right now. God, that's something that we might take for granted. But, God, there are people on the street tonight that don't have any place to go, don't have a place to lay their heads. We are praying for them tonight, God, in Jesus' name. We pray that you continue to watch over them. We pray that you continue to keep them, Father God. And we thank you, God, for who you are and all that you do. Most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus,
who died for us that we might have life and have abundant life. So, Father God, we do praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. Continue to use us, Father God, to pray for the world. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You just have to give him honor and glory and praise. And it's time that we are crying that we should celebrate. We celebrate the love of Jesus and all that he's done for us, Lord. And I come right now in the name of Jesus, lifting him up, Lord, because you said in your word that you were lifted up, you would do the drawing. And, Lord, we want to lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to come tonight to pray, even after all of these mighty warriors, all of these anointed intercessors, Lord, have prayed and come before you, Lord. We thank you for Pastor BJ, who is always on a post trying to spread the word for 9 men and women everywhere to know that without a Savior, they could not be saved. Without salvation, Lord, you can't be saved. But he's so gracious and loving and kind to us that he won't break in on us. He won't just make you into zombies. He gives you free will. But he says, come. Come unto me, he said. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. All of you that are weary and your heart is broken, you're depressed, you're oppressed, whatever the problem is, he's able to fix it. And he says, is there anything, they ask the question, is there anything too hard? And a resounding no came back. Nothing is too hard for God. And I've seen him work many, many miracles in my life and reading through the scriptures, or how he spoke the world into existence. And that's why he tells us as believers and Christians to be careful what comes out of our mouth, what we say. And a lot of times we say things, we just say anything. But he says that we are strong in him. He says that he is a healer. He's already healed you. He says he is Emmanuel, God with us. And his Holy Spirit abides and resides in us. And we can go ahead and ask what we will in his name. But you must come believing. If you come to him, you have to believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. And Father, we come tonight giving you honor and glory and praising you and lifting your name. You're an awesome Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. And we praise your holy and righteous name. Father, we come in a distressful situation, this whole world, not only the pandemic, but we're facing wars and rumors of wars, Lord. And people are becoming weary of this life that we are. But it's the time to celebrate because we know he will come to our rescue. And he keeps saying, and he keeps telling us over and over and over. And we have to believe it. We have to latch on to the word and believe what he says. And he did say, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and come to him and pray and ask that he would heal their land. And our land stands in need of a healing tonight, Lord. So many people, Father, and we ask you, Lord God, to bless mankind everywhere. Father, it's been said many times tonight to bless our president and our leaders of this country that they would make the right decisions. And Father, I ask also, Lord, that you expose lies and liars. Let the world see who they are, Father. And not only that, that they turn from that way and come unto you, Lord. And that we pray for all of them, Father, that they would be saved because they need salvation, Father, and you offer it so freely, but you just can't come any kind of way. You have to come with a repentant heart. And, Father, we ask that all of our hearts be right before you, Father, that when we hold up our hands, we got clean hands before you, not bloodstained, and we can come to you, Lord, and ask in your name, Father, that you help us, Lord. Father, we ask that you send this dreaded pandemic back to the pits, never ever to rise again, Lord. And help us, Father, to hold on to what we know. Like Sister Alexander always tell us, hold on, I don't care how it looks. The word is true. And if you just hold on to it and believe that God is a mighty healer and he will do just what he said he'll do, and you just keep on thanking him, and you keep on getting up, and you keep on praising him. Keep on asking for opportunities, Lord, and celebrate your life day by day. It might not be just what you want, but you got up this morning, and he said in his word that this is the day, this is a scripture that the Lord has made, and you should rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we pray for everybody on this line, every sister and every brother, my biological sisters and brothers that are on here, and all of my spiritual sisters and brothers that are here, Lord, every one of them, and their special needs, Lord, you know what the need is, Lord, and you're able to keep them, and you're able to hold them, and you're able to heal them. You're able to do just what you said you would do, but don't let them get weary. Just walk together, Lord. And all of us that are here, Father, that constantly pray for one another, Father, that the word of God will be spread abroad. And, Father, I pray for my children and my grandchildren up into the third, fourth, and fifth generation, those that I'll never see and will never see my face, Lord God. But I pray, Father, that somebody somewhere will let them know about Jesus and him crucified. And he is the answer for all of our problems. Whatever your problem is tonight, God is the answer to your problem. But you got to believe and you got to keep trusting and you got to hold on. Sometimes it seems so slow. But if he did it once, he'll do it again. And just ask him, Lord, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost, to run this race, Lord, with patience. That's set before us, Father, because we know that the reward at the end for all who diligently seek and hold on to his word and his ways, Father. Help us to love, Lord God, like you love, Father, unconditionally, because we don't know how. But, Father, if we keep reading your word and being in your face, Lord, and in your space, and you and ours, Lord, you'll teach us these things, Father. Mercy and grace, Lord, kissed each other. And, Father, we thank you so much for every good and perfect gift. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. And we ask these blessings, Father, in the mighty and strong name of Jesus Christ. If there's anything I omitted to say that I needed to say, Lord, forgive me, and by your mercy and grace, Lord, help us be accepting of your word in all areas of our life, no matter how difficult we think it is. God is able, and he will help you and strengthen you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We honor you. Oh, yes, Lord. Shine the light from heaven down on us, our souls, Lord. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, Lord, take it out and rescue us, Lord. That we'll be those that are holding the torch for the next generation to come, Lord, that they will see Jesus Christ in us, Lord, and they'll want to live according to your word. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to the King. Thank you.
Praise. Oh, my God. We thank God. We're going to have Brother Black and then Mother McCormick. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. God, we love you. We bless you. Lord, you are the beginning and the end. You're the victory in our lives, God. You are our victory, all because of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are victorious. Hallelujah. I had a long day yesterday. We had two services, and amen. I was pressing to stay up so I can listen to Mother Alexandria and Pastor Bird, and I thank God I listened to some of both of them, and then I went out again. I said, Lord Jesus, and then I woke up to, when Pastor Bird began to praise God, and then everybody began to join in, and all those songs, I was just listening, and I started getting into it, and I was like, all right, okay. And I just thank God for that. I mean, where else can we go to find peace? Where else can we go, amen, when we need that covering? You know, we're all one in the body of Christ. Pastor BJ always told me, sometimes we need reinforcement when we're going through. It's good to go through and know the word, but sometimes all hell breaks loose against us, and we need to call somebody. We need reinforcement, and nothing's wrong with that. That's a good thing. Amen. And I just thank God for the body of the Christ in this prayer line, divine connections, because everybody is faithful. And I thank God for that. I bless the Lord for that. And Father God, we just thank you, God. There's a song that says, in the word of God, I have a hiding place. In the word of God, I have a hiding place. Tie me up, throw me overboard. I have a hiding place. Tie me up, throw me overboard. I have a hiding place. Tie my feet, blindfold my eyes. I have a hiding place. Tie my feet, blindfold my eyes. I have a hiding place. In the word of God, I have a hiding place. In the word of God, I have a hiding place. I thank God. I thank God so much. Amen. Because under his wings, the Bible says in Psalms 91, there is a place we shall find refuge. Amen. When a mother hen lift up her wings, all the baby chicks run under because they know that there's safety under her wings. They don't have to worry about it anymore. Mama got it. Well, our daddy got it in Jesus' name. And we have so much that's with us than against us. Amen. And we praise him right now, God. And I just thank you, God. Yes, I touch and agree with all the prayers, God, that was already prayed up. Touch and agree with all our family members, healed, delivered, saved, set free, God, even unto the thousandth generations, God. Even if you sow to tarry, God. I pray, Lord, and touch and agree for the divine connections and the host of it, God, that you put in charge over, God. I just lift up the nations, God. Yes, the Ukraine and battle with Russia, God. Just the evil, God, trying to dominate freedom. The non-Christian values, trying to dominate Christian values, God. Just because somebody don't have, and they see what somebody do have, they're trying to take what somebody have because they don't have it. The jealousy, the envy, hurt people, God. and the enemy is the Antichrist. You want to be, but Jesus is. And we thank you, Lord, that you are, you're God alone. Nobody can take your place. Nobody can overcome you. For you said in your word in the Gospel of John chapter 1, the light shined in darkness, and the darkness overcometh it not. Hallelujah, God. For when your light comes, there is no longer darkness. Darkness flees. We thank you, God, for the light of your glory is in the inside of us. We thank you, God. Even our countenance is lit up because of your glory. All that we have, all that we can do, all that we say is because of your glory, God. Hallelujah, God. We have a right to praise you. You brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. You set our feet on a rock, established our bones, and put a new song in our mouth. Your plan you have for us, you are performing it until the day of your return. We thank you, Lord. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be afraid. For you are our source, our Father, our Abba, our Daddy. Hallelujah. The lover of our souls. We're the apple of your eye. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you. There's no other place to solid ground other than Jesus. Every other place is sinking sand. We trust you. We believe your word. We read your word. We apply your word to our life. You said if we fall, we have an advocate in heaven, Jesus the righteous. You said if we fall, confess our faults, 1 John 1:9, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Our slate is clean. Then you tell us, God, to remind you of who we are to you and to remind you of who you are to us, God. Lord, you are our source. You are the creator. You're the beginning and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. You are our good shepherd. Yes, Lord. You're the restorer of the breach. You're the rose of Sharon, and you're the lily of the valleys. You are the great I am. That's who you are to us. You are our provider, our banner, our shepherd. You're always there. Ooh, my God. That's who you are to us, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Master, hallelujah, our Commander-in-Chief. Thank you, Lord. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are utterly submerged in the blood. We thank you, Lord. We do call those things which be not as though they were. We are of the true circumcision. We've been engrafted from the wild olive tree into the olive tree. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. For this is our heritage and our righteousness is of God, says the Lord. No one can pluck us out of the hands of Jesus in John chapter 17. God, we thank you. We are in a win-win situation. The battle is yours. The victory is ours, already won. We thank you, that we're sealed until the day of redemption, God. We bless your name. Now we speak health and wealth, God. We speak salvation over our lives, over our families' lives, over the nations, God. Even with China and Taiwan, God, with a miracle and a lot of people, America's, because America is so plentiful and spiritual. And we speak and we travel as missionaries all over the world, being a blessing to others, and we lift Jerusalem up. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. I pray, God, even for the president, God, the vice president, God. The enemy is using them mightily, but we stand in the gap. We touch and agree. Lord, we speak a change. We speak a shift in the atmosphere. We bind the hands of every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, and command them to cease from their assignments. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the bottom of the sea. And now we loose principalities in the powers of God Almighty and his angels. Amen. To make that change, God. You show forth your power and your glory and your might and your majesty and your sovereignty in all the earth, that all men shall know that you are God. And God alone, and besides you, there is none. And God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise for that. Every knee will bow, shall bow, and every tongue will confess and shall confess unto your glory, the things in heaven, the things on earth, and the things beneath the earth. God, you're awesome. You are so awesome. You deserve it, and you are so worthy. Only you are worthy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we lift Jerusalem up, God. Lord, them safe, God. Let your will, how your will is being done in Jerusalem and in the lives of your people, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we pray for our enemies, God. We speak salvation even unto their third and fourth generations, God. We speak well, God, and not bad to them. We bless and not curse them, God. Even the ones that talk against us, God. We rebuke that. We reverse the curse in the name of Jesus. And we speak life into their lives and not curses, God. We do good to them. We speak good to them, God. Pray, Lord, that we all give unto you first, God, which is the giver of all things, who will teach us how to give even the right way. Not give because somebody gave us, but give even when nobody has, especially when nobody has to give. To give you back. And out of the agape love. Oh, we bless your name, God. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't even praise you enough, God. Lord, thank you for the fivefold ministry, the apostles, all the prophets, all the evangelists, all the pastors, all the teachers, God. Amen, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, God. Bless your name for them, God. We're all leaders, but you choose some amongst us to lead all the leaders, to teach all the leaders. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God, because each one teach one. We all have to listen to somebody. And my prayer that it be the body of Christ we're listening to, the word of God we're listening to. Lord, you're awesome. You are marvelous. You're wonderful. You're counselor. You're mighty God. You're everlasting Father. You're Prince of Peace, God. I pray for all those that we said we'll keep up in prayer all the days of our life, God. Whatever they're going through, wherever they are, whether they're married, have children, God, whether they're in college, have beautiful jobs, whatever the situation, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit come in like a mighty rushing wind. Fill their bellies, God. Fill their houses, God. Fill their lives, God. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost after they get saved, God, if they're not saved. And if they are, give them a refreshing. God, we praise you right now, God. And for the ones that are sick and suffering, I speak shalom in the households, in their lives, in the families' members' lives. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. No sickness, no disease, no infirmities, no weaknesses. As well as we line up with the word of God. Line up with the word of God and start confessing his scriptures over our lives, over other people's lives, what ailment it might be. Because we're no longer under the curse of the law. That's been done away with after salvation. When we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are the seed of Abraham. And if we're the seed of Abraham, then we're Jesus's. And we are joint heir with Jesus, seated in heavenly places. We're next in line to the throne. We're heirs to the throne of God. If we're the seed of Abraham, we have the promise of the realization of the Holy Spirit. We can receive him. And we just thank you, Lord. We have him. He leads us and guides us. He's our teacher. He stands long beside us, our paraclete. He wakes us up in the morning, and he lays us down and put us to sleep at night. He whispers, Lord, when there's danger, where to go, who to pray for, who to talk to in certain times, in certain situations. Somebody might need to be healed. Somebody might need to be saved. And, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. As long as we continue in your word, continue in your word, learn to discipline life, and we thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one. They have already prayed on tonight. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for our Pastor Hubbard on tonight and each and every one of the prayer warriors that have already prayed on tonight. We give glory and honor to each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we come, Lord, this afternoon asking you, Lord, to forgive us for sin or wrong that we might have said or done. God, we come because we know that you is our healer and our deliverer. We come, Lord, realizing, Lord God, that we cannot walk this journey by ourselves, that we need you every step of the way. We realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be this day? So, God, we give glory and honor to you, Lord, for how you have kept us, how you have keep making ways for us when we don't even know how the way going to be made, when we can't see our way. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for knowing that you said in your word, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, but evidence are things not seen. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the faith, Lord God. We thank you for that seed that you put down in us, Lord God, that it will be able to grow in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just all that's going on, we just ask you, Lord, to look down on your people, Lord God. So many things that the prayer war have already prayed about, that so many different things have is happening in this world. But we know that the word of God tell us in Matthew 6:33 that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So God, help us to continue to seek your word and seek your face, Lord God, that we'll be able to go through these trials and tribulation, that we'll be able to walk in the newness of you, Lord God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because we know your word already said in Psalms 121:1, if I would lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And we know that all our help comes from the Lord. We know all our help comes from him. And he also said in Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, if we just don't faint. Just don't give up, saints. Help us, Lord. And as I say this, I speak to myself. Help us not to give up. Help us to keep believing that you are the one that see the situation. You are the one that's working out these things that's going on in our lives. Because Matthew 18:20 say, for where two or three are together in my name, there am I in the midst of thee. There's more than one and two and three on this line on tonight. We can just turn down everything in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for all the prayer that have already went through on tonight. And we just thank you, Lord God, for how that prayer that somebody on this line have that don't know you, God, that they will come to realize that the word of God is the only thing that's going to help them to go forward in the last end of the day. We need that word of God. We need the word. We need we need you, Lord God, to help us to understand which way to walk and which way to go. Because sometimes we find ourselves going in the wrong direction. But if we can just only get into the word of God, the word will help us to see our fault and see our ways and get us on the right path, way to go as walking this journey in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. God, we just pray, Lord God, for all sick and afflicted everywhere, because there's so much sickness going on in the world. There's so many things that's happened, Lord God. We pray that you touch, Lord God, like we already said, the president of the United States and vice president, that he would make the right decision, Lord God. And, oh, God, that you, God, would deal with his heart and mind, that he would make the right decision which way to go with this stuff that's going on in the world today. So, God, we're going to look to you today, God. We're going to just put our hope and mind in you, Lord God, and say, God, you work it out, God. As you continue to work out this COVID, Lord God, we know that you are turning things around right now as we speak, as we bring the word forth in the name of Jesus. Because Isaiah 55:11 say, so shall my word be that go forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please it, and it shall prosper in the things for which I send it. So we send in the word out on tonight, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will intervene for us, that you will work out these things that's going on in all our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray right now, God, for each and every one. We pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight. We pray for Pastor Hubbard, God, and we pray, Lord God, for Pastor Bird, Prophet Bird tonight. God, we pray, Lord God, for Minister Willett. We pray, Lord God, for Mother Alexander. We pray, Lord God, for Minister Stem. We pray, Lord God, for Brother Black. And, Lord God, for even for Minister Brenda, she even owned, but we pray for her. We pray, Lord God, for Sister Rachel tonight and her daughter and anybody else that's on the line that be listening sometimes. So, God, we just pray for each and every one, because we all need help in this situation. You may be going through one thing. I may be going through another. But we all need help from you, God, in these days and times. So, God, help us to do like Pastor Stem said a while ago. Let us come unto you, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. So help us, Lord God, to take that word and just not just be a hearer of the word, but do what that word said. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise God for the powerful prayers that went forth tonight. Before we go any further, I know we have the prophet on the line. If she has something to say before we take any prayer requests, we still take those requests. We have some time before we go off for recording, but we still be able to be online. So at this time, Prophet Bird, do you have anything before we take the prayer requests? Well, she didn't answer, so evidently not. She may have already gotten off, though. But in the meantime, do we have any prayer requests that we can go ahead and take? I thank God for all of you that just prayed and prayed so diligently, so powerful and under the anointing. And as I said, for those that came on late, they want to hear the word from last night and that prophetic message that the Lord gave Pastor Bird, Prophetess Bird, for the body and the powerful word that God blessed Mother Evangelist Alexander. I'm telling you, you'll feel the anointing from what God has said through this woman last night, but it's powerful for us to live there day by day in the name of Jesus. Anyone has a prayer request? We want to take those now.
I have
praise
a prayer request.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to ask y'all, did you have any prayer requests? I haven't even opened the line. Oh, I forgot it's on the phone. I have to do it tonight. Oh, Jesus. They might be talking and I can't hear them. They can't hear themselves. All righty. Let me find out because the prophet might have still been on the line. I forgot. I'm looking at the computer because I finally got it to pull up. But I didn't open, I didn't set that up for this because I already got the lines open on the phone. Let me see if Prophet Bird, she's still there. Yep, she probably was talking and nobody could hear her. Did you say something, Pastor? Then we'll get back to
It is clear. I have nothing to say. Thank you.
Praise God. Mother McCormick, go ahead.
Yes, I was just saying that the prayer that y'all have been praying for a while, it's been a while, a long back, but God answered the prayer, thank God. He answered the prayer for my granddaughter, the time when we was praying about the situation about her, where they was giving out all this money. They were giving this money out, and then she was going to have to pay it back.
Yeah.
Thank God she done got to pay. She don't have to pay. She got a letter. She don't have to pay none of it back. So God
is awesome. Praise
God.
To wait on the Lord and be of good courage. That's what it's all about. Yeah. All the prayers will be answered instantly, but it's already in the works. We just got to wait for the manifestation. Beautiful.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right, anyone else? All righty then. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that prayers. And even in some of those prayers tonight, some answers might have been came to some and encouragement to and glory to God and might have been fortifying the spirit or bringing awareness. However, they were powerful. And I thank God for them. Thank God for every vessel that God blessed. And like I said, go back and listen to the word and any other episodes that are out there. And I just want to give God glory and praise and honor because he is doing some great and mighty things. And he's blessing us to be preparing us more and more as we draw nigh to him. He draw nigh to us, and we'll be in preparation for that latter rain to come and that revival we keep praying about over and over and over. Praise the Lord over the years. And now bless the Lord more and more, as the prophet is saying. And like I told her, I believe there's other words that are coming forth out of other prophets around the globe, someplace where God is blessing that those that have an ear to hear and preparing for this revival. So as we draw closer to the Lord and be obedient to him, we'll be on that path, glory to God, the righteousness on this narrow path, glory to God, on this journey to be a part of that influx and helping usher them in. So we just praying that we just continue to seek the face of the Lord and trust his word. God bless the Lord again. Keep praising and keep worshiping. Keep giving thanksgiving, defeating the enemy when we can keep a spirit of praise. And that's our joy and the peace. Those are weapons, along with all the weapons God said that are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling out of strongholds. And we can get rid of these imaginations that try to come contrary to the will of the Lord and trust and obey, we're going to see some manifestation of some healing, some deliverance, and we're getting stronger in him, and God blessing, the light's getting brighter and more coming on board. So we just got to keep us encouraged as well, and we can keep a praise going on in spite of, because we're standing on what his words say, not what our feelings and emotions say, because when we start dabbling in that area, that's giving place to the enemy, because that's his M.O., to bring fear, to bring deceit, and to bring glory to God for us to be discouraged and all of this. So we can just keep the praises up no matter what. God, Jehovah's word says, no matter what, yet I will praise thee. Yet I will praise thee. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Then we'll get to that place that I'll bless the Lord at all times. So we can keep striving and glory that he will provide. Bless the Lord. I love you all. I appreciate it. Thank God for the prayers and the encouragement as we continue to pray one for another. Keep each other lifted up, and even those prayers for those requests that have been out there that we have not heard manifestation of. Glory to God, and some we may and may not, but keep them lifted up before the Lord until God tell us all the otherwise to release. I love you all. I bless God for you. And we bind up every satanic and demonic force to come against these prayers, our lives, the ministry, and whatever else that God has given us as we keep ourselves focus, not being distracted, but being encouraged. I love you. Bless the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Love you.
Shalom. Love you too. God bless. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah by the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah by the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, by the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, by the glory. Revive us again.